Chapter 14, Fasting to Overcome Difficult Times. 1 Corinthians 10:13, New International Version. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. There are four things to remember when getting through tough times. 1. God inspects our troubles. If God allows a trouble in your life, you can rest assured that he has inspected it. He inspects every trial and trouble to make sure we can endure it. Whatever you're facing right now, God says, yes, you can endure it. He gives you the strength to make it through. 2. There is a reason why you're going through troubles. He's going to turn it around for good. 2 Corinthians 12:7, New King James Version. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in my flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Buffet translates to kolaphizo in Greek. It means to strike with the fist, to hit hard with the knuckles, to make the blow sting and crush. Strong's Greek. This puts me in mind of someone getting cauliflower ear. My husband used to wrestle, and so I've seen all these wrestlers with cauliflower ear, which is an ear deformity that comes from repeated blunt force trauma. It happens when you get bashed on over and over again. Paul had a situation like that. You may have a situation that's making you feel like you're getting bashed on right now. Take comfort in knowing there's a reason for it. God has seen it, planned out all the steps, and determined how it's going to end up for your good. These troubles have been calculated by God to produce character in our lives so we can achieve what he set out for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, New International Version. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's all planned as part of God's will. 3. We are not alone. God is with us. 2 Chronicles 32, 6-8, New International Version. He appointed military officers over the people and assembled them before him in the square of the city gate and encouraged them with these words, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of the king of Assyria and the vast army with him. For there is greater power with us than with him. With him is only the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles." And the people gained confidence from what Hezekiah, the king of Judah, said. In a situation that would be tough for anyone to give a pep talk about, King Hezekiah encouraged his people. The rest of the chapter details how God came through for them and delivered them. 4. God always turns our troubles around for our good like only he can do. I like to use this visual when I'm trying to encourage people at speaking engagements. It's an activity where I ask for volunteers who like cake to come up front. However, instead of offering them cake, I bring out cake ingredients, raw eggs, flowers, and oil. I get volunteers to try each ingredient. They all agree that they're disgusting and everyone gets a good laugh. At the end, I bring out a delicious finished cake and make my point. Life is like baking a cake. It's made up of raw and bitter ingredients that aren't enjoyable. However, God is the baker of your life and he blends the good and bad experiences together to make a good finished product.